It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was mighty interesting.
Yes, it was.
We went on a little field trip during that intermission to go visit Stephen A. Smith, who's doing his show from our building today. Mm-hmm. And man, was that incredible. Limits was there in his Aaron Rodgers shirt. Bob was there in, you're not wearing a suit today.
No.
But immediately, our boss back introduced us all to Stephen A. T-Bird was a nervous wreck, wasn't he, Bob? Did you see him coming past? Yeah. He brushed past us, saying, excuse me, I got to go set something up. T-Bird is very nervous about setting up the show back there.
But he looked like he did a good job setting it up.
He always does, Limits. He always does. And I certainly wasn't questioning T-Bird's credibility. And then we all met Stephen A. Limit said hello. I said, good to meet you. And Bob immediately got into suit talk with Stephen A. about how much the suits cost. That was an interesting conversation, Bob, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I've heard him talk about this before, but I mean, he takes his appearance very seriously and what it means in terms of interviews and things that he does. And he likes to dress to the nines. So
he said he grew up poor in New York and had this fear that he was, going to fail interviews or not get a job someday or lose a job or whatever. And so he makes sure that he has, how many suits does he have? 43, he said?
40 some, yeah. 150 ties. Yeah. Lots of slacks, blazers, all this stuff. But I mean, hey, why not? I'm a big believer. I tell anyone who wants to come and make impressions in the business, if you're in for an interview, make sure you dress as if you respect yourself and that person you're about to be interviewed by.
You two bonded over suits. I could tell it. I could tell that there was a bond there. Couldn't you, Limits, that these were two people out of you and I's stratosphere?
Oh, definitely. Especially for me, just the owner of one suit compared to the Rolodex exactly. That Bob has in his closet.
How many do you have again, Bob? We did this last week. You have more than Stephen A., don't you?
About the same, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not as many ties, although I do have a lot of ties. He likes the shirts, too. The shirts, you can tell, are crisp.
And he was very soft-spoken,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Not exactly what you see on the air, but I've heard that before about him, that he's, that's his air motif.
And he thinks the Steelers are going to win tonight, but he's not confident.
He's not confident. He doesn't know how you're going to score a lot of points against that Texas defense.
He's a Steeler fan, he said.
He's always been one, yeah. But I agree with that. I think it's going to be low scoring because of that. So,
Limits, what impressions did you leave of Stephen A. Smith?
I was just struck by their crew and their setup and how nice everybody was and how you see Stephen A. on TV and talking to him in person. I mean, he's down to earth, friendly to talk to. Pony was chopping it up with him as well.
Pony came flying in there in his Steeler jersey.
Yeah, he went right ahead of us.
And went right ahead of us.
Just moved in. Yeah. Almost like a bully attempt.
He was very giving with his time talking to us.
Yeah.
What did you think of Pony's maneuver there, Limits?
Well, I really didn't like that Pony immediately came in and said, Limits, there's dead air going out over the station right now. You better go in there and fix that. And I said, no, there's not. I make sure that we would not.
And then he pushed to the front of the line and started talking to Stephen A.
Yep, he did. He said, hey, Andrew Filippone, the last time that I spoke to you was...
with Terry Fox. They got into a Terry Fox conversation. Yep. He was our original programming.
Yeah, and apparently
boss.
Terry had talked to him yesterday.
Stephen talked to Terry yesterday,
for whatever reason.
That was incredible. It was fun, and it was a good field trip. Do you agree?
I agree. But, Joe, I thought you were going to ask him to come on with us.
No, because he was on the air in 15 minutes, and you could tell he's prepping
for
the show.
Tight window. When we walked in there, I thought he was in the middle of prep stuff.
At least I got his prediction. Limits didn't even ask him anything like that. I said to Limits, try to tape him, say, give me a minute on the Steeler game. Did you think about that, or was it time to go?
I did, but after Pony came in and
Pony
gave me
bullied
that
his
scare.
Way in, Bob, didn't he?
He made Pony me think we were off the air, in. Bob. And that's not good. That's the number one job of a producer. Make sure that we're on the air.
He tried to trick Limits into leaving, and then he barged in front of me.
There. Yeah. Do you think he got a picture?
Probably. Yeah. Man, Stephen A., you could argue, is the biggest. Let me think
he or
about
McAfee
this.
Right
Let me
now.
Think. The biggest sports media star there's ever been. Is that accurate?
I mean,
the highest paid created, there's ever been.
Yeah, he's one of the highest paid, and
one of the who's higher paid, him or McAfee?
He also, I don't know that they're both a high paid, but that's a different stratosphere of money that they're getting. But he also has, he's delved into politics quite a bit now, and I was surprised I saw that. And he does separate things about politics, so he's branching out. there was a thought that he could maybe put his hat in the ring for presidential material at some point. So I don't know what, you know, what his future goals are, but I do know that he knows how to conduct a show. And he'll go in crazy takes once in a while and forget when they're wrong, not to come back to them. But we all do that.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. If you're giving 17 hot takes a day, like Colin Coward said one day, I'm not paid to be right, I'm paid to be entertaining. Pat McAfee clocks in at $17 million a year. This was as of September, so I don't know if people have signed new deals. This is Bleacher Report, and this is Pompeiani money. Nice. McAfee was $17 million. This year. Number four is Tony Romo. Fittingly, there's a shot of him playing golf. $18 million. Limits, you were on the phone earlier with a listener. Romo has gone to pot. I mean, my God, what bad. Has happened?
That's a little harsh, isn't it?
No, I think he's gone from being, I wrote a column once that I think this might be the greatest football analyst ever, to now I can't even listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, year one, he was just dissecting the plays before they even happened, and he was telling you, okay, this is what's going to happen with this formation, this set, and it was jarring, and it wasn't overwhelming. Like, some people think that the broadcast with Lewis Riddick and Dan Orlovsky was too in the weeds of football terminology. Romo said things the way that people could understand it, mm-hmm, watching the game for the regular football fan. But
no,
now
he's
just
like Mike McDaniel. He's just all over the place. This is something that Romo said yesterday. You ready for this? Are you ready for this, Limits?
He said, oh, here we go, Jim.
I don't think we've ever seen it where it's like, who's going to win? I don't know. I'm pretty good at football knowledge, and I don't know. Today's going to be very telling, though, because Jacksonville is a complete football team. Carolina did that yesterday. They earned the respect, almost won, but they didn't. But they didn't. And then he said, Jacksonville's in that same situation. They could do it. This could be a major upset, even though it's not really an upset because the Bills are actually the underdog, but they're the overdog. We'll see today. What is going on?
Really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as.
Yeah, that. As that. It's, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think that's a lot of people's opinions, but it's just an opinion. Troy Aikman comes in at $18 million. Charles Barkley at $21 million, Bob.
Wow, Tom, I didn't know that.
Tom Brady at $37.5 million.
That's the thing that tipped everything, and it actually helped other people get more money.
And the guy we just met clocks in at number one sports media paid in the world, $40 million for that man you just met. I should have asked him for a loan.
Wait a minute, is that a year?
Yeah.
That seems a little high to me. I thought maybe it's right. I don't know. I thought they were dealing. I was looking at the New York Post when they're on top of these sorts of things.
No, this is how it works. He has a five-year, $105 million
right,
deal with ESPN.
Million, right.
A three-year contract for $36 million at Sirius XM.
That's what he's doing right
and
now.
And his YouTube channel is in the $40 million range annually. So this dude is absolutely crushing us, yes.
Well, I'm surprised he only has 40 suits.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that? Brady is second. I'll say Brady's gotten better.
I still think Greg Olsen is better than Brady.
He is.
I like listening to Greg Olsen. He had to take a back seat.
He's pretty good. He's smooth.
And I also think people in this town do not want to admit this, but Chris Collinsworth is a very good analyst of plays. He will tell you, when they go to exactly what just happened, and he does it, I think, better than just about everybody.
As a guy with an annoying voice myself, I think that Collinsworth's voice annoys people.
But what about his work?
He's pretty good.
He's good at it. Yeah. He knows what he's seeing, what he has
seen. He's not this good, Bob. Do you have Brady on throwing into the wind limits?
I saw
that. No, but I saw the clip. That was.
I sent you the clip to play today.
No, you didn't send me the clip.
Yes, I did. Anyway, okay. That was great. And I think he's gotten better and better, Bob.
I do, but I'm thinking that Olsen, again, had to take a back seat and a pay cut to accommodate him, and I don't think that's right.
I mean, he's Tom Brady.
I understand that.
What do you mean it's not? I mean, it's not like Greg
Olsen's
crying
poor. No, but he took less money so Brady can get $37 million. I'm asking you straight up, forget the salaries, who's better?
Brady.
I disagree.
So does Limits.
I definitely think
Olsen's better. Now, Brady has gotten better.
He has gotten better. But at this moment, I think Olsen is underrated.
But it's also star power, and he's Tom Brady, and Greg Olsen isn't.
I get that. I understand that.
And it's not like he's not. What is Olsen making? I'm sure a pretty penny.
They're all in the millions, you know, so I don't know. But it just seems
Curb Street's at $16 million. Shaq's at $15 million. Al Michaels is still at $15 and Joe Buck at $15
million. Where is my man Jim? He should be in there. If he's not, then they need to redo his contract, I think.
He's not in here. Bob, does it make that much of a difference? Like, would the NFL still get the same ratings for their games if it was anybody almost on, or are they worth it? I often ask that.
I still think the game trumps everything. You know what I mean? If you got a game, like we saw in that Packers fourth quarter game, it doesn't matter who's doing what. You're enthralled with the product.
Do you agree with that, Twitter everything?
Well, I mean, if it's, I don't know, the Browns against Jacksonville, right, I don't think the ratings will be as good. But if the game is still really good.
Would Bills Jags have gotten the exact same rating without Nance and Romo? Yes. I say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Are they worth tens of millions of dollars? I just wonder.
I mean, I think that's the market that's been set, and people are into who's involved in game calling. Yes, they have a pecking order in each network because of it. So, yes, that matters. But to me, the game sells itself. I don't think you need, and I say this in someone who respects all their jobs because I know how hard it is to do those jobs. And you put in a instant situation where you got to make a comment about something, the prep work you put into it has to come into play instantly whenever you're doing it. That's hard.
Yeah.
But if the game is a dud, it doesn't matter who's calling the game.
Who's the greatest pair ever? I still say Summerall and Madden.
Only because that goes back. I still think Howard Cosell is a unique guy who brought that Monday night time slot to where it is and where it's been.
Yeah.
He was unique in a way that how many times have they tried to replicate that with Dandy Don and Howard Cosell?
Yeah.
And they've had how many combinations at ABC over the years and ESPN when they've done it. So, it's not easy to do.
I know.
But I still think the game is the game. If you have a great game, people are going to watch a great game.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan
Super
Service.
How much does Peyton Manning make?
That's a great question.
He should be.
I would think he would be in here. Maybe a lot of his is endorsement money.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Which I think this is just like base salary for what you actually do. Ben, I guess, will be on the Manning tonight.
I'm sure he will be. Should be.
See, I'm going to watch the Manning cast tonight. I enjoy that more than a regular broadcast. You?
How much of that can you take, though, on a regular basis?
A lot of it. It's entertaining. I don't need some.
It is entertaining, but I don't think I want to watch it every single game.
Here's the thing Susie and I were saying during the game. I don't need to hear a Tony Romo three-hour monologue. What he has never mastered is the ability to let the game breathe for a moment. Could you please stop talking?
Sometimes you can overtalk. There's no question about that. So,
and guys like Pat Summerall was a master at that.
Oh, he was the opposite way, right? He would know when not to talk and when to talk.
Yes. That's why I watch the Manning cast. I don't need to hear Romo or anybody else analyzing that 3-yard gain. I'd rather be entertained by a guest and have fun, because really in the end, this is all about fun. This is the toy store.
It's entertainment.
It's the toy store of life.
That's why I tell people who get annoyed with how things are going up, and sure, they're ups and downs. You're a fan, but man, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's some of the best entertainment you can get. So enjoy it while you see it.
Especially this past weekend and especially tonight. And that's what we get back to next, is some predictions for tonight, some over-unders. How's the game going to go? Will the Steelers advance and head on to their house of horrors in playoffs past, or really games past, and that would be Foxborough, Bob.
Yeah.
Different quarterback, different cast of characters.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's still the same place. And they have a couple of things they'd like to exercise there. I'd like to see them get that chance.
If you ask me right now at 1:01 p.m. on January, what's the date today, Bob? The 13th?
13th?
The 12th?
No. 12th.
The 11th? 12th. I think the Steelers will be hosting the AFC title game against Josh Allen. That's what I think. Yeah. Yeah. Bills are a favorite in Denver. It would take the Steelers winning at home tonight and then going to beat a team that they've already beaten at that venue.
I mean, it's not out of the question. Don't get me wrong.
It's not.
It's just that this road is not going to be as smooth as a lot of people think. Tonight's game is a tough game.
Of course it is.
It's a tough matchup, which is why they're favored.
And yet, among us three, you're predicting the widest margin of victory.
I am, because I feel pretty confident that the Steelers' defense can disrupt their offense more so than the Texans' defense can disrupt the Steelers. I think they're going to have their share of points. It won't be a big amount of them, but enough to win the game.
Here's a good omen. 32 degrees at kickoff. Franco Harris with a low of 30. Jaylen Warren. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A 1 o'clock power hour of Steelers Texans coming up next. 412-928-9370.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.